From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's Black Belt is a region that grapples with food insecurity. It's an issue that candidates running for the House of Representatives in the state's newest congressional district will need to contend with after the November election. The Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller visits a food bank in Montgomery to see what resources there are to help keep families fed.
Cars line the side parking lot of Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lounsboro.
Hey, what's going on now?
Volunteers slide laminated numbers onto their dashboards, numbers indicating how many families will be served today.
Let's do four bags of limes per family.
It's the first time this church has used a mobile food pantry. An 18-wheeler unloads dozens of pallets of fresh lettuce, potato chips, and orange juice. Food that residents like Viola Loving say has been a blessing.
They're godsend for people that don't have anything.
Loving has been living in her truck with her three dogs for almost a year now.
Like I said, them are little protectors.
She's on Social Security, which for her isn't enough to cover living expenses like rent and food. And recently, she got some maintenance work on her car. Not enough to fix it, but enough to keep her moving.
I couldn't afford it. That's another $400. I couldn't do it. That's a bite.
Loving says that sometimes she relies on the kindness of restaurants to stay fed.
Sometimes they'll give you a sandwich or some fries and a drink. Most of the time they say, we can't do that. We can't afford to pay, give you anything. That would come out of our pockets.
So she's come to Shiloh, where she can pick up boxes of shelf-stable food to keep in her car. The mobile food pantry today is coordinated by the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, which, between partner pantries and affiliates, covers 35 counties.
The reality is that sometimes ends just don't meet.
That's Amy Dennis with the food bank, which distributes about 30 million pounds of food each year to the South Central region of the state.
Even for people that have worked very hard. And so food banks and the programs that we operate like this one support people that have fallen in between.
According to the USDA, food insecurity affects one in four families across Alabama. It's one of the poorest states in the nation. Carol Gunlock is a senior policy analyst with Alabama Arise, a nonprofit focused on helping marginalized communities. She says rural residents can go miles without having access to fresh food.
If you don't have transportation, it's very, very difficult to get to a grocery store, to get to Montgomery, to get to Opelika, to get to, you know, wherever where there are big grocery stores or Walmarts.
She says federal funding could really make a difference in this part of the state. Pandemic SNAP benefits ended in March, and prices at the store have been increasing.
I hope that District 2 makes a good decision when they vote, because we really desperately need resources, not just here, but all across the Black Belt.
So for now, food banks are left carrying a heavy load.
A valiant effort, but they cannot meet the need.
One thing food pantries in the region say they have a lot of right now, volunteers who are eager to step in. But Amy Dennis with Heart of Alabama says it's not enough.
Sometimes those dollars make the biggest difference. So they tell us time and time again, the reason we're not serving more people is because we don't have the money to purchase more food.
She says they'll continue to expand their networks with partner pantries and churches and hopefully reach thousands more next year. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.